started out probably when I was maybe 7 in primary school. Just had sort of 3 lessons with a really awful teacher who just taught us basic stuff. You know, there was 3 lessons and it was just purely so chord shapes, you know, just G, just open G chords and just rubbish really. And we never sort of, there's that whole argument of when you learn to play, what do you learn to play? You know, do you just stick with basic chord structures, or do you learn scales, or do you learn bar chords or open chords? Or the difficulty I had, I think, was just remembering all the names of the chords. Like, now if I, you know, if I hear something and then I can match the sound, but seeing it written down in music form, I can't read music to start. So it's really difficult sort of, you know, trying to put a word or a certain way that I was directed with the music. So I guess I sort of had these 3 lessons, and then my folks bought me a small 3/4 size acoustic guitar, and I just sort of never really learned to play it and outgrew it and never really got interested. And then I think it really started that I wanted to play again maybe when I was about 11 or 12, sort of coming into the first year of secondary school, and just, you know, really wanted to just play electric guitar. I think that was the main thing. You know, I'd been listening to lots of music that would have influenced me. I picked up my first electric guitar, which was a Hohner Rockwood 100G AX. I think it was black. I bought it secondhand out of free ads paper. Bought this guitar and just practiced to hell with it, you know, just really sort of all the fingerboard when I finished with it was all marked, and there were stickers all over the bodies for like different trends I've been through, like listening to punk music and then rock and heavy metal and stuff. And it just sort of opened up loads of different things. Playing the electric guitar really just has, you know, there's a sound, and I think playing something with the strings closer to the neck really enabled me to sort of change patterns really quickly and to be able to play different styles and to be able to play loosely, you know, rather than having to really press down to make the sound pronounced. Just sort of being able to play with slack strings as well, you know, well-worn guitar, that was sort of a good thing. That probably took me up until when I was sort of 15, 16, and then coming into college, I sort of had an idea. We were doing a DT, design technology, woodwork project, and I chose to make my own guitar. So I made a replica of a Fender Strat, which I wanted to buy, but are a lot of money, and there's difficulties. Like, I think that the body on the Strat was just really, really too thick, so I, you know, like to design something that sat closer to my body and sat closer to my chest. So I set about building a replica of a Fender Stratocaster. Chose the wood that I was going to work in, which was mahogany, elm and sycamore, and I wanted to cut the wood so I would have running stripes of wood through the where the neck would follow on down, so the pattern would look nice. So I cut all this wood and planed it and glued it all together using, you know, really durable, strong glue. And, you know, went about carving out the inside to put all the electrics in and fixed it all up, and it plays perfectly, you know. It's really just, it's exactly how I would have liked a guitar. And then I just sort of developed, and, you know, from listening to people like Megadeth and Iron Maiden, Metallica, Pantera, all those sorts of people, I really just sort of lost taste and was looking for something, you know, that I could really practice with and really make individual for myself, you know, not copying riffs or bits of lead guitar, that I could just really develop styles with and play. I think blues was, you know, the way that I really got interested. Started off listening to people like B.B. King and Ry Cooder, and a lot of people You know, sort of really early blues stuff like the Django Reinhardt and a lot of people who were sort of playing, you know, in the 50s. A lot of blues musicians tend to play with a lot of reverb on the guitar, which means that you get this really prolonged note. So, for example, it really has that echoey tendency, and a lot of blues people use that, you know, to really hold that note, and that, I think, was the interesting thing. Like, making the guitar sing almost, you know, having that sustained note was something really interesting. I think the important thing is when learning the guitar is to have your instrument. You know, people say, well, you should pick up the guitar and practice your open chords 3 times a day, but I really don't think there's any need for that at all. I think just as long as the instrument is lying around and, you know, you have coffee and pick up the guitar and practice a few little bits, not necessarily, you know, full songs, just having a go and trying to work on the shape, you know, where your fingers lie on the guitar, and just doing that by not doing it all the time and being pressured, it really doesn't put you off, and it doesn't become, you know, a chore, like you have to learn your chords, etc., etc.